The question for today is, can you explain why there are animal sacrifices taking place in Ezekiel chapters 40 to 48? Were not the ceremonial laws ended? The last 9 chapters of Ezekiel have posed numerous problems for many expositors, but God's word is clear. The time setting is millennial. That is, it takes place during the 1,000-year reign of Christ upon the earth, after his second coming. The painstaking detail in Ezekiel 40 to 48 is similar to the instruction given to Moses for the building of the tabernacle, and then to others for building the Solomonic temple. Such detail is meaningless unless taken literally, as for the tabernacle and first 2 temples. If the detail was intended to be symbolic, the symbols are never explained, as is usually the case with genuine biblical symbolism, so there is no textual basis for a non-literal interpretation. The Bible says what it means and means what it says. It is plain that animal sacrifices will be reinstituted during the millennium. Ezekiel 40 verse 39, 42 verse 13, 43 verse 18 to 27. Comparing scripture with scripture, we find that millennial sacrifices are mentioned as a matter of fact by other major prophets of the Old Testament as future occurrences. When understood in context, at least 4 other prophets join Ezekiel in affirming a sacrificial system in a millennial temple. Isaiah 56 verse 7, 66 verse 20 to 23, Jeremiah 33 verse 18, Zechariah 14 verse 16 to 21, and Malachi 3 verse 3 and 4. This further supports the literal interpretation of Ezekiel. Why would 5 of Israel's prophets mention these sacrifices if they will not take place? The literal interpretation of the Bible and Bible prophecy stands, especially when one considers the fact that critics cannot tell us, based upon a textual interpretation, what Ezekiel does mean if not taken literally. The Bible does not always tell us why God does what he does, just that he does it. The renowned Jameson Fawcett Brown commentary observes, "The sacrifices here are not mere commemorative, but appeasing ones. The expressions blood, Ezekiel 43 verse 18, and for a sin offering, Ezekiel 43 verse 19, 21 and 22, prove this. In the literal sense, they can only apply to the second temple. Under the Christian dispensation, they would directly oppose the doctrine taught in Hebrews 10 verse 1 to 18, namely that Christ has by one offering forever atoned for sin. However, it is possible that they might exist with a retrospective reference to Christ's sufferings, as the Levitical sacrifices had a retrospective reference to them, not appeasing in themselves, but memorials to keep up the remembrance of his appeasing sufferings, which form the foundation of his kingdom, lest they should be lost sight of in the glory of that kingdom. The particularity of the directions make it unlikely that they are to be understood in a merely vague spiritual sense." Ezekiel 43 verse 18 to 27. In other words, the temporary millennial sacrifices will at that point, they will point to Christ's ultimate sacrifice, just as those in the Old Testament had sacrifices pointing forward to him.